分，晚上八点五分，欢迎你们来到。我们应该今天晚上六点开始，我们今天应该是六点开始，因为主说的话，因为主说话的原因，就是欢迎你们来到今晚的服事。我希望今天是这个系列的最后的全球服事，因此蒙福的人们，我们昨天看到救赎的代价。我们昨天查看的有两件事，我们急忙的要结束启示录第一章的时候，第一就是这救赎何等有价值，救赎的宝贵。神公开的邀请你来当他国度里的君王和祭司，因此救赎何等宝贵。救赎的宝贵。
That the Lord has made a public invitation to you, not only to be born again and saved from the lake of fire, but also to be kings, given nations and authority and jurisdictions and crown.
主不仅仅是拯救你，让你避开地狱的火湖，并且给你这君王和祭司的岗位，让你成为一个国度的君王来统治。
He has promised that in the coming kingdom.
他应许给你们即将来这个国度里头。如果你有任何一个要圣洁、要公义的理由，就是这个理由了。
That any contemplation, any prospects of you becoming a king in the eternal kingdom, becoming a priest in the eternal kingdom of God, the glorious kingdom, should cause you to disarm anything else and everything else.And pursue righteousness.
如果你有任何一个可能在即将来临的国度里头当荣耀的祭司，那当这个荣耀的 君王，这就是你在这儿要追求公义的理由，要做出一切努力来。第二，我们查看的就是救赎的代价。弥赛亚怎么样的付出最终的代价？我们看到基督怎么样的显示基督？并且这个显示在地上受到羞辱玷污了。
Looked at him, glorified the glorified resurrected Christ, resurrected and glorified Christ.
约翰看到复活的变荣耀的基督。
When he came and appeared at the island of Patmos,
当他来出现在拔摩海岛的时候。
Then John collapsed.
当时约翰倒下来了。
When he looked at the tremendous glory of the second coming with which the Christ came.
当他看到基督那强大的荣耀，当他在临的时候，一起来的那荣耀，当他看到那荣耀的时候，并且那个权柄，并且那个大能，他根本无法认出来是他。因为我们知道约翰使徒、约翰门徒就是耶稣最接近的，他的被爱的、蒙爱的最接近耶稣的门徒。记得最后晚餐的时候，他几乎靠着耶稣在那儿吃晚餐的。我知道主让我明白，最后晚餐的时候，主让我知道他最后晚餐的时候坐在那个晚餐的地方，几乎靠着他耶稣的腿，并且有时候他的头呢靠在耶稣的怀里。他如此亲密，如此跟耶稣亲密，并且呢，唯一的使徒门徒在留在十字架下边的，他唯一个变荣耀的门徒，在变貌身的时候， 这样，因此，当他在地上的时候，遍貌山上，他也变荣耀的。
Those of you who don't know what the transfiguration of the Lord looks like in this age, he that is speaking with you has been openly and publicly transfigured in this age. Look at that.
那些就是变貌变荣耀有关还不理解的人，你们看一下这两位先知在地上，在地上变貌了，这是主的变貌。
You can see right on your screen.
你现在屏幕当中可以看到变貌变荣耀是什么样的。
This is such a tremendous time. So John was one of the few, he was the most beloved and one of the three that were privileged to see Christ glorified.
因此约翰是如此蒙爱并且看到耶稣基督变荣耀变貌的三个门徒当中的一个。然后呢，因为他唯一的留在十字架下边的，因此他真的非常接近基督的。可是在约翰福音的启示录的一章十二到十四节，当他看到复活的变荣耀的基督，当他遇见复活变荣耀基督的时候，约翰无法把他认出来，他就倒下来了。他只能描述成我看到像人之一样的。旧约的信徒，旧约圣经里头的信徒呢，还没有看到基督的。
They did not know what figure to put to him. At one point, Daniel, if you read King James Version, at one point, Daniel, I saw one like the children of man, children of man.
丹尼尔怎么描述了呢？就是看到了一个神的孩子，神的儿子一样的那一位。请尽管这么描述。
The theophany they call it. There was the appearance when he appeared to them, when he came to them, but they could not attach a particular figure to him. That's why they called him one like a son of man.
旧约的圣经里头，但你为什么把他描述成为神的儿子，就是人子？是为什么？因为他没有具体的看到，他是臆想当中就看到他。因此，我们想象的是强大的荣耀。约翰都倒下来了，我像死人一样倒下来了。然后弥赛亚拿着右手，那强壮的、更有力量的右手来安手，用右手来碰了他，安手了他，跟他说不用害怕。如果弥赛亚他不愿意，他不会被钉在十字架。他不允许让他受羞辱。
这
一来，我们今天尽量的要结束启示录第一章，然后进入启示录二章和三章。
Genesis chapter 14, 17 and 20 on your screen, please, NIV version.
创世纪十四、十七。
We can put King James today. Genesis chapter 14.Verses 17 to 20.
创世纪十四十七到二十。
The first time he appears to Abraham.
我一次他出现在亚伯拉罕的时候，向亚伯拉罕显示的时候。
To meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and the kings allied that were allied with him, the kings that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's valley.
亚伯兰杀败基达老马和他和与他同盟的王回来的时候，索多玛王出来在沙威谷迎接他。沙威谷就是王谷。十八节。又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来。
And he was priest of God Most High.
出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司。
19 says, He blessed Abraham, He blessed him and said,
他为亚伯兰祝福说，
Blessed be Abraham,
愿天地的王
of the Most High God. Can you put NIVs easier for them?
至高的神赐福于亚伯兰，他为亚伯兰祝福说，愿天地的主至高的神赐福于亚伯兰。记得麦基洗德怎么样的接受父神，把他称呼为至高的神耶和华 Elion
Most High.
至高的神。
And remember also when the angel came to break news, to break the news to the earth, to Mary, she said that the one born will be the son of the Most High, Elion.
并且那一位天使长就是访问地上跟玛丽向玛丽说述说你会生一个男孩，他就是至高神以利恩，以利恩至高神的儿子。有时候你就这样的方式来可以看到一个银线贯穿整个圣经的。
And he blessed Abraham, saying, Blessed be Abraham by God Most High, the Creator of heaven and earth.
就是他为亚伯兰祝福说，愿天地的主至高的神以利恩赐福于亚伯兰。
And praise be to God Most High. Look at the way he's addressing God the Father. God Most High.
二十节，至高的神，看一下他怎么样的介绍父神。至高的神把敌人交在你手里。
Then Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. So you see that expression of superiority. Abraham understood he was talking to a higher being.
是应当称颂的。亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德，看一下，亚伯兰认出来了他至高的职分。因此现在我要看一下龙虾的意象，那有相当的 一些意象要跟你们分享的在这里。第一个，在梦中主在一个白纸上写了，写在白纸上，他说麦基洗德的日子，大写的这个英文是被认为光的日子，这本身是掌握着整个一个讲道。麦基洗德的日子是什么意思呢？主的意思是什么呢？并且光的日子又是什么意思呢？并且赐给教会的是什么指示呢？换言之，行走在光中。在梦中他书写了在白纸上，在写在白纸上说，大写的麦基洗德的日子是被认为光的日子。然后呢，在梦中把那张纸越来越带紧给我，越来接近我，让我就在眼前能够读到它，看到它那个字。这样，一直到我可以读到它。
And then after that I woke up.
然后我醒过来了。
And then I saw a vision, the vision of Melchizedek himself.
然后我看到了麦基洗德的意象，他本身的意象。
He was seated at a place and there was light. There was glory of the Lord that lit up like a path towards him where he was seated like this.
就是他就这么坐着。作为一个君王，我就看到了麦基洗德他本身的意象，他自己的意象，他坐在那个就这样坐着，然后呢荣耀光就发出来，并且他戴上冠冕，并且那有一个像他的通往他的道路，在那有光。然后我看到了我的左边有一个人在那喝酒的人，我看到。 然后他跟我说，用声音，麦基洗德跟我说，去告诉他要来。他再说跟我说，跟他说，告诉他说要归向我。然后我转向一看他就手里拿着一瓶酒，玻璃瓶的酒。然后我告诉他了，主说了你要向他走，你要归向他。然后他说，然后他看着我，然后把那瓶酒放下来了，仍然抓着，可是这么放下来，然后呢，那个瓶的盖子都关上。他问了我，我怎么可以向他走呢？看到我的现在的状态，我怎么可以呢？然后呢，麦基洗德又说了。再度跟他说，告诉他就你现在的样子照样就向我来。主，那位君王，主君王说，就你现在怎么样就照样跪向他。那这样一年他就完全放下来那瓶酒，然后跟着那条通道，前往麦基洗德的那条通道向他走了。可当他一开始向主这么走起来，就是他的手中的那瓶酒就这么放下来的丢下来了，就没了。然后他就这么走了，向他走，那就我醒过来了。这是一个很大的信息，告诉我们你必须要向他走，告诉他们。我们进入经文之前，我要跟你们分享的这种意象，是有关至高的神。在那意象中，主让我看到，主让我往山观看，我往上往天空观看的时候，我可以看到很远的地方，我可以看到非常远的超天空的很远的地方，我可以看到。这样他让我看到更高的地方，是超过这个领域的，就是天空的上边。然后呢，当我看到那么高的地方，天空的上边，好像在天空的这个悲造世界的尽头，最后的那个地方，好，最远的地方，在那我就看到了那强大的大鹰。以西结，在那一想中，主让我往上空观看，往上观看。当我往天空那观看的时候，他真的打开我的眼睛，让我能够看到被造世界的最上面的那尽头，最远的最上最高的那个地方。当我观看那边的时候，我就看到了那强大的鹰，大鹰就在那的，非常的巨大。就是我让我专注的，尤其是让我专注的，就是他的那巨大的翅膀翼展。这水平这么打开着的那么大的巨大的翅膀，
and up under the wing also, the glory, the cloud of God above and under.
然后呢，主的荣耀在那巨大的翅膀的上边，也在下边。
We gained eye contact from there. He gained eye contact with me from there. We gained eye contact.
然后呢，他从那跟我眼睛对视着眼睛，这也是本身也非常惊人的。是他飞起来的方式非常的惊人，他不是像这样飞，不是像鸟那么飞。
Glory, the cloud is over the wings above and under, over and under, then the wings are straight.
因为那个翅膀是非常巨大，并且很直的，然后呢，荣耀在翅膀的上下都有巨大的荣耀，这么一展，非常巨大的。
Gliding, gliding like this.Like it grow like this, it grow like this, it grow like this, it goes like this, it goes like this, the wings like that, by gliding, swift, but by gliding like this, not flapping the wings at all.
它不是像鸟飞一样就这么、这个拍打着这个翅膀，而是滑下来，就这么非常迅速的，这么就滑下来，就这样的方式来飞，滑下来就这样。滑下来，然后我醒过来了，然后我就知道了，我看到了非常惧怕的可怕的一个意象，是我看到了父神耶和华至高的神。之后呢，
I want to share one more vision, then we can startNow our journey on scripture tonight, and tonight is going to be quite extensive.
我再度的跟你们分享一下另一个意象，然后呢就开始今晚的信息。今晚的信息非常扩展的，要读很多的经文。
That was July 4th, the year 2003.
2003年七月四号。
And in that vision, while I was asleep.
那个意象中我睡觉。
Then all of a sudden.
然后突然。
So that is now.I don't know where the vision ends and where the real is in that visitation.
在那个造访当中
it's mixed with real event.
在那造访当中我就分不清哪一个是意象，哪一个是真实，我所在的这个世界，这个现在这个世上。
And so, in that vision,
哪个是实在，哪个是意象，在那个意象中我是睡着的。然后我看到了神的云。
A very radiant cloud, the cloud you saw that came to Kisumu, that came to Kapkatet, that came to Kericho, that I, you see, him, this is him.
这就是他曾经造访基苏木的、Kapkatet 的、Kericho 的。Kericho 也是有过主云的造访 ，Kapkatet 也是。
The cloud of God.
神的云的神。
That I called, you see Kericho, you see that?
你看 Kericho 那摆设的那个像云云雾一样的，那是先知说的那个非常接近我的降下来的。他就这么移动，这样一来触碰着我的头部，这是在 Kericho。
And if you play, they will see him moving all of a sudden, and that prophecy I gave instant.And fulfilled instant.
他就这么移动，那个意象就很快的就，我看到那个意象就很快的就取舍，得以实现。因为我这百天举行的医治服事。当时我就晚上呢，传福音，传分享信息，百天是医治服。
But in the night,I would now cover the word. You have like 5 hours of preaching the word.
当时我白天是一直服侍，晚上呢分享信息，就是5个小时、6个小时的分享信息。当时是这么牧师工的。
When I came back now to the Kesha night, they call it in Kenya the night vigil. When I came, can we be back please on the Hallelujah? There's also Kapkatet and many others, and Kisumu one, which is 2012, also is there. So anyhow.So, when I came back to the meeting, I gave an instant prophecy there.
当我的聚会当中回来，就我立刻的发表了这个意象。
And then shortly after I gave the prophecy, the Lord arrived.
那我发表异象之后，立刻的主让我看到，这荣耀就抵达，荣耀就来到。这个呢，就是这个呢，2012年12月31号也是在基斯穆的聚会当中，就是我发表了神的造访，神云彩的造访，然后照样就是神就造访了我的聚会。
The people in the meeting were able to capture him right before he touched down in Kisumu.
他就这样的方式来抵达了基苏姆的祭坛，我所站的那个祭坛，人们都拍摄下来了。
The marker of those three trees.
就是他们表记的那三棵树。
Very, very powerful.
我就用我的手指出来的那个地方。
The marker of those three trees. Remember that marker was identified for us by the pastors in Colombia.
因为这个哥伦比亚的来自哥伦比亚的牧师都拍照了，就是标记好了。因为当时我用我的手指出那个三棵树的地方。并且那天晚上看了非常可怕的主的造访，让我们听一下。
Broadcast team, there is no sound.
这是2012年12月31号，主的云造访。基斯姆的祭坛，然后那天的晚上发生的造访。今晚之前我要跟你们分享的这个意象中，强大的发光的荣耀，发光彩的荣耀。那立刻的我就看到了主的手，主的左手，因为他的手掌是放在这个朝墙的，你放在门里头。然后整个墙就被他的手这么触摸的，整个墙壁都变荣耀了。
And that is when I was able now to see. I thought I was seeing dust of gold pouring from the garment.
然后我还以为是一个这个倒下来的倾倒下来的金分从他的袖子那放下来的。散出来的一个金分，我刚开始这么理解，可是我一看才明白他的袖子。
They were very fine strings of gold. They were ending together with very fine balls around together. By the hand, the sleeve and the strings, and they were ending together. What the Bible calls the hem of his garment.
那袖他的这个袖子下边有一个穗子，穗子就是有一个金小小的一个金的铃铛。
The same level, ending together, very beautifully arranged.
非常美丽的，非常这个整齐的在那
儿，
好像金分一样，好像用金子做的金分一样，在那儿被刮着，跟他的手移动，跟着一起移动，那个金色的黄金的小小的钟，就是小小的铃铛。
The garment, the golden garment, but there is now this part, a design that's triangular like this, a design here that's triangular, and it has shinier gold like embroidery, like diamond, shiny on that triangular part of the sleeve.
就是他的袖子的端在那有一个三角形的装饰，好像刺绣一样，用钻石刺绣的，发光彩的，用金做的装修，好像刺绣一样的装饰。
Now you have that part which is shining out as this triangular design. It's like embroidery, like embroidered on. Very beautifully done.
非常的美丽，就是一个三角形的一个装饰，然后呢，颜色是黄金的，然后发光彩的，发荣耀光彩的，刺绣一样的那种装饰，
like diamond.
像钻石一样的。
Now, I mean, I still remember it.
我现在仍然看到，我能仍然看到，看得出来。现在让我继续的看着，我继续的看着，我就看到了他手中的钉口。让我最感动的是他那荣耀的那只手，主的手，然后那钉口，让我看到的是很崭新的，很新的一个伤口，刚刚受伤的那种进口。你们都知道这个意象的整个一切的内容，因为我到哪儿我都跟你们分享了这个意象，就是澳洲新西兰你们都听到。这样那是他是在墙壁上那写的以赛亚43:1-11，以赛亚43:11，以赛亚43:11，然后以赛亚43:1就这样的一个次序，就主愿意让我读，按照这样的次序来读这段经文。以赛亚的43:11，是按照这样的次序来读这段经文。主愿意让我这么做。
He introduces himself in that vision after he has come, and there are many other parts where he lifted me to the next room and so forth.After that, now he makes this introduction.
看了这个意象，他的造访那发生了很多事情，包括把我是搬到另一个房间，然后他就这样的方式来介绍他自己，唯有我，唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主，我是，唯有我是主耶和华。
From me, there is no savior.
除了我，除我以外没有救主。然后他写的是第一节。
Verse one, then the calling right there. We should be very easy to try to move through. Okay, verse one.
第一节在那有主的护照。
So Isaiah 43 verse one, he says, "But now this is what the Lord says."
以赛亚四十三的第一节在那主说了雅各。
He who created you, Jacob.
创造你的耶和华以色列呀，造成你的那一位，不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，我曾提你的名召你，你是属我的。这样那个意象中，把整个一系列的意象都放在一起，再来。
This particular vision will tie up onto the cost of salvation that we saw yesterday.
我们昨天看到的那救赎付出的代价，就是一系列的意象，整个。
This particular vision will tie up.To the cost of salvation that we saw yesterday.
这个特别的这个意象，整个绑起来就帮我们带我们，领我们到那昨天看到的为救赎付出的代价。我记得我醒过来之后，我就开始哭，而是无法控制住的继续的哭，一直的哭，这样问住了。为什么你的钉口还没有得医治呢？得医修复呢？
not healed, if the director of the broadcast, be in a place where you can see me, we can see each other, so I don't have to speak it live. So, why is the nail pierced not yet healed?
为什么钉子还没有得着医治呢？
So,
还没有得以修复呢？非常的非常的疼痛，非常的痛苦。然后我开始理解了，是否在今生我绝对无法理解，我们绝对无法理解救赎真正的代价。耶稣为我们付的代价，我们有可能无法理解，在今生无法理解。是否是这样呢？这是为什么那伤口仍然还没得以修复的理由呢？我们今晚这个讲到的导论，我为什么给你们介绍了又带过来这个意象？因为麦基洗德出现的时候，我们都读过了创世纪的十四章七节，亚伯兰都看到了他，他带过来的是那饼和酒，
which are the precursors of the Eucharist, precursors of the Holy Communion, precursors of the New Covenant.
那就是信约圣洁的这个圣餐，圣餐的前身。
And if you look very carefully,
如果你仔细的看，
he enters the scene like that, that is the pre-incarnate Christ.
他就这样的方式来出现在那个场面里头，这就是
he appears into the scene like that,
就这样的方式来出现在那儿，
with bread and wine,
拿着饼和葡萄酒，
and then he departs in the same way.
那同样的方式来消失了，离开了，
breaking bread and sharing the cup.
就在他最后的晚餐那掰开饼，然后跟门徒分享葡萄酒，然后就这样离开了。看一下他拿着那个新约，新的约就是那新约的前身饼和葡萄酒而出现，可是他最后离开的时候也拿着这饼和葡萄酒跟门徒分享消失离开了。
I just want them to get it so they can enter the kingdom of God. So, he's saying very clearly here,
在这讲得这么清楚，很清楚。
He comes as pre-incarnate Christ.
他作为一个道成肉身之前的基督而出现，带着饼和葡萄酒。
To bless Abraham by God Most High.
来有祝福亚伯兰，就是借着至高的神来祝福他。
That's the same in the Bible when somebody appears with two offices.The priestly office and the kingly office.
这是圣经首次介绍给我们某一个人出现，他拿着两个岗位，作为祭司的，作为君王的。我们都昨天查看了，这就是旧约圣经的开头，给我们介绍主基督的。这是为什么？
He appears with bread and wine, he departs.By breaking bread and sharing a cup of wine with them as he leaves the scene.
他拿着饼和葡萄酒而出现，旧约圣经里头，然后呢，新约他就跟掰开饼，然后分享葡萄酒而离开了。你们每次这样行来纪念我。
And so I want to walk you step by step on something very critical here.
因此我在这非常核心的一个内容要跟你们提一下，分享一下。
If you read the book of Revelation chapter 1, John cannot recognize him.
为什么约翰没办法把他认出来呢？无法认出来呢？
The saints of the Old Testament we can understand, they had not seen the incarnate Christ. They did not have a reference point to put a figure on him.
那旧约里头的信徒，我们可以理解他们无法认出来，因为他们根本没有看到道成肉身的基督。这是一个 导论不分可是非常的重要。因此启示录的一章十四节说，因此今晚启示录的第一章的十四节神说，十三节开始
读。First, when I mentioned, so from 13 it says, and among the lampstands,
灯台中间
was someone like a son of man. Let's begin 12. 12 is good, but there are those who are not here yesterday.
我们十二节开始，因为昨天没有参加过我们服侍的，为了照顾他们。
Vision of the Christ speak. First of all, the Christ speaks with him to write.The following message and text to the seven churches of Asia Minor.
首先基督跟他说了，你要写下来这封信函，然后分享给那亚细亚七个教会，亚细亚的七个教会跟他们分享。因此约翰转过身来要看谁跟他说话。我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过身来就看到七个电灯台。灯台中间有一位好像人子。看一下有一位好像人子。身穿长衣直垂到脚。胸间竖着金带。
The hair on his head was white like wool.
他的头与发皆白
as white as snow.
如白羊毛
and his eyes were like blazing fire.
如雪眼目如同火焰这样
John says one like a son of man cannot recognize him.
约翰在这描述有一位好像人子是不太认出来然后呢我们很知道当他像作为麦基洗德出现的时候麦基洗德马太一的二十三麦基洗德拿着饼和葡萄酒而出现然后马太的一章的二十三
And then now Matthew 1:23.
道成肉身之前的基督作为麦基洗德的出现，然后现在呢？马太一的二十三。
And so,
这样。
Matthew 1:23 says, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son."
说必有童女怀孕生子。
And they will call him Emmanuel.
人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。这是他出现在这场景里头的宣布。路加二的八。这一来要解释我们讲到的导论要进入。路加福音的二章的八在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人夜间安着更次看守羊群有主的使者站在他们旁边所有人都知道这就是加百列主的使者耶和华神的使者加百列有主的使者站在他们旁边主的荣光四面照着他们牧羊的人就甚惧怕说那天使对他们说不要惧怕我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的因为今天大卫的城里为你们生了救主就是主基督
And he says, Again, he is the Savior, the Messiah.
他就是救主，主基督。
This will be a sign to you.
你们要看见一个婴孩。
You'll find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.
包着布，窝在马槽里，那就是记号了。
Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying.
忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说。
Glory to God in the highest heaven.
在至高之处荣耀归于神。
Peace to those on whom His favor rests.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Right there, it talks about salvation and reconciliation and peace that will come at the cross.
在这就看到的就是救赎，并且与神和解，并且通过十字架而降临的平安。
When the angels had left them.
众天使离开他们升天去了，升天去了。那牧养的人彼此说，
Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened which the Lord has told us about.
我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the babywho was lying in the manger.
他们就这样急忙去了，就寻见找到了玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩窝在马槽里。
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child.
既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。
And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them.
凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。可是玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。
The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen.Which were just as they had been told.
牧羊的人回去了，因所听见所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的一样，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。就这样，他出现在这场景里。可是道成肉身之前的麦基洗德，现在呢，道成肉身进入这个场景里头了，出现在这场景里头。2:25-35, 25。
He says from verse 25.
二章二十五。
Of Luke chapter 2.
路加二的二十五。
Okay, you have made now 22. Okay, Luke chapter 2, verse 25-35, please. He says, Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon.
在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面。
Who was righteous and devout.
这人又公义又虔诚。
Was waiting for the consolation of Israel.
素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。
It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah.
他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动。
He went into the temple courts, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required,
进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。
And praised God saying,
西面就用手接过他来颂赞称颂称颂神说，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩了，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。
The child's father and mother marveled at what he said about him.
孩子的父母因这论耶稣的话就稀奇。
When you read that verse, verse 34, 33, you are always shocked.
你读到33，你总是会惊讶。哦，他们难道他们不知道？
They were not aware all this long.
这因为他们这样一来一直不理解，这孩子的父母因这论耶稣的话就稀奇，难道他们还不知道？三十四。
Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother,
西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，孩子贝利是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的话柄，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。因此他就这样出现在这场景里头了。他出现了之后，马太 26:17-30
He says, on the first day of the feast of unleavened bread,
除酵节的第一天，
the disciples came to Jesus and asked, where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?
门徒来问耶稣说，你吃逾越节的筵席要我们在哪里给你预备？
He replied, go into the city to a certain man,And tell him, the teacher says, my appointed time is near. I'm going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.
耶稣说，你们进城去，到某人那里，对他说，夫子说，我的时候快到了，我与门徒要在你家里守逾越节。守逾越节。
Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover.
我与门徒要在你家里守逾越节，门徒遵着耶稣所吩咐的就去预备了逾越节的筵席。到了晚上，耶稣和十二个门徒坐席正吃的时候，耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。
To say to him one after the other, surely you don't mean me, Lord.
他们就生忧愁，一个一个的问他说：“主是我吗？”
Jesus replied.
耶稣回答说
：“The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me.”
从我沾手在盘子里的，就是他要卖我。
The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him.
人子必要去世，正如经上指着他所写的。但卖人子的、背叛人子的人有福，有祸了。那人不生在世上更好，倒好。卖耶稣的犹大问他说：“拉比，是我吗？”
Jesus answered, "You have said so."
耶稣说，你说的是。
While they were eating, Jesus took bread. Look at that. Now Melchizedek appears with bread and wine. Now Jesus is about to leave the scene with bread and wine here.
他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝福，看哪，麦基洗德拿着饼和葡萄酒而出现。现在他离开场景的时候，照样拿着这个饼和葡萄酒。
Took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying,
他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝福，就掰开递给门徒，说，你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。
Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you.
又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说，你们都喝这个。
This is my blood of the covenant which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin.
因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。看一下这个应许。
I tell you, I'll not drink from this fruit of the vine from now until that day when I drink it anew.When I drink it new with you in my
但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。他们唱了诗，就出来往橄榄山去，非常的强大。
He came in with bread and wine, meeting Abraham and blessing Abraham, giving the blessing, the promise of Abraham.
他拿着饼和葡萄酒出现在亚伯兰面前，祝福了他。
And that became the sap, that the root is Abraham, the Abrahamic covenant. The sap now, the bread and the wine that Melchizedek blessed Abraham with became the sap.On which the Gentile part of the tree is drinking, and also the Hebrew part will drink.
麦基洗德拿过来饼和葡萄酒，而祝福的亚伯拉罕，这饼和葡萄酒成了这个根，就是外邦教会插上这真橄榄树上，然后得到这个养分的。那这也是为了亚伯的外邦教会，也是为了希伯来人的树根而吸收的这个羊分。
Both Israel and the Gentile church drink from that sap.
从这个根上吸收他们的羊分，就是外邦教会、希伯来的教会，他们同样的。
John chapter six, please.
约翰福音的六章。
Verse 35, you see.
约翰福音的六章。
John chapter 6, 35, in this introduction, he says, Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life.
35节耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
Whoever comes to me will never go hungry.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
信我的永远不渴。
Verse 51, he says,
51, 51.
The same John chapter 6.
约翰六的51，我是从天上降下来的生命的粮，人若吃这粮就必永远活着，我所要吃的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
He is the living bread, the bread of life.
因此他在这说他自己就是生命的粮。
After that,
之后呢？
After now the last supper,
就是这最后的晚餐。
He has broken bread and they have shared from a glass of wine.
掰开饼跟他们一起分享，然后拿一杯祝福，然后让他们喝。
And he could take the bread and wine from his hand.
麦基洗德就看见亚伯拉罕拿着饼和葡萄酒给他了的饼和葡萄酒。
When the angels came to announce the shepherd, they went, they looked at him, they recognized him, and they went out singing praises to God.
当牧羊人看到这个天使的指示，然后找到这个婴孩窝在马槽里的，找到这马槽里躺着的那个婴孩，然后唱了诗歌。看到了这个灵粮，那门徒们也把他认出来了，都认出来了是他。此后呢，说这一切的话，然后他就受羞辱。以赛亚52:13，他说的如下：13。我的仆人行事必有智慧。
And lifted up and highly exalted. We are looking at the cost of salvation. I'm simply tying up the loose ends of yesterday's last segment.
必被高举上升。我现在要谈的是他付出的代价，就是昨天跟你们分享的讲道，再做一点补充。他在这说。
Just as there were many who were appalled at him.
且成为至高，许多人因他惊奇，因为他的面貌比别人，比任何一个人憔悴，他的形容比任何一个世上的人都枯槁。 这样他必洗净许多国民，君王要向他闭口。因所谓曾传于他们的，他们必看见；未曾听见的，他们要明白。我要让你们明白十四节。许多人因他惊奇，被他感到恐怖，因为他的面貌如此的憔悴。
And so disfigured beyond a human being. Meaning he did not look like a human being anymore on that cross.
是他的面貌呢，比任何一个人，比任何一个人类更被粉碎的一个憔悴的样子，在那十字架，他不像是个人了，不再是个人样。
Beyond the likeness of man.
他的形容比任何一个人都枯槁，就不再是个人样。那以赛亚53:1-12仍然描述他怎么样的受伤，怎么样的被破坏，怎么样的受羞辱。我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？
He grew up like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty.Of majesty to attract us to him. Look at how he was damaged, such that he had no beauty or majesty to attract anybody on this earth to like him.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家行美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。看一下他的外貌如此的。
There's nothing in his appearance.That we should even desire him.
没有任何一个吸引的地方，就太这个。
He was despised and rejected by mankind.
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦。
Familiar with suffering, a man of suffering and familiar with pain.
多受痛苦，常经忧患，他对这忧患痛苦非常的熟悉。他是非常熟悉痛苦，经历痛苦，经历忧患的人。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不堪的一样，我们也不尊重他。
As we move, okay, so we're not able to move. Okay, so that's all right. So you can see the damage.
你可以看到他受的伤。
You can see how much he was abused.
他何等的受羞辱的。
And in that abuse, he surely he took up our pain and he bore our infirmity, our suffering.
他受羞辱，他承认担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
We considered him punished by God and stricken by him and afflicted.
我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
But he was pierced for our transgression.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害受痛苦，为我们的罪孽才被压伤，被粉碎的。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
By his wounds we are healed. By his wounds the cripples are walking. By his wounds the blind can see. By his wounds the deaf ears pop open. By his wounds cancers dry up.
因他受的鞭伤我们得医治，因为他受的鞭伤我们的残疾人起来下就得医治，聋的看见，这个癌症得医治。有这特别的一个经文，以赛亚52:14，然后以赛亚53的一开头那几个经文，这特别的经文。
You can see the level of abuse.
你可以看到他受羞辱的这个程度水平。
He was on the damage. He was destroyed. He was abused. He was disfigured. Did not look like man anymore.
他受的伤是何等之大，他被破坏，他被粉碎的样子，他现在不像个人一样，你看他不是个人了。
56:50-6
人打我的背，我任他打。
My cheeks to those who
人打我的杯，我任他打。人拔我腮颊的胡须，我由他拔。人辱我、吐我，我并不掩面。非常的糟糕，真的非常的可怕，非常的严重，非常的糟糕。耶稣基督受羞辱的、受伤的程度，这救赎而付的代价非常的沉重。他说，人打我的杯，我任他打。人拔我腮颊的胡须，我由他拔。人辱我、吐我，我并不掩面。
In Matthew 26:67, he says the following.
他说的如下。
Then they spit on his face.
接着我看见他骂他无罪。
And strike him, they struck him with their fists.
他们就吐唾沫在他脸上，用拳头打他。也有用手掌打他，说：“基督啊，你是先知，告诉我们打你的是谁。”他们就唾沫在他脸上，用拳头打他，也用手掌打他，就说，基督啊，你是先知，告诉我们打你的是谁。因此麦基洗德出现的时候，带着饼和葡萄酒，亚伯拉罕把他认出来，然后最终他出现在马槽里，牧人牧童都把他认出来了，他们面对面看到他，甚至圣殿里的西面都看他，把他认出来了。之后呢，门徒把他认出来了。可是他受了这个伤，他受这样的伤之后，那启示录一章的十四节了，让他说，我就看到像人子一样的。十三节他说，灯台中间有一位好像人子。丹尼里七的十三，
Then I saw one like a son of man coming with the clouds. In my vision at night I looked.
我在夜间的意象中观看。
And there before me was one like a son of man.
现有一位像人子的。
Coming with the clouds of heaven.
驾着天云而来。
He approached the ancient of days.
被领到亘古常在的面前。
Then of course given dominion.
然后得了权柄国度。启示录十四到十四。
He saw one like a son of man sitting on the cloud.
看呐，有一位，我又看见有一片白云，云上坐着一位好像人子。有一位像人子。
And seated on the cloud was one like a son of man.
坐在这云上的就是像人子一样的那一位。
With a crown of gold on his head.
头上戴着金冠冕。
And a sharp sickle in his hand.
手里拿着块镰刀。
Remember, this is such a theme for the rapture when we handled it from Bomet in that conference.
就对贝蒂来说如此的一个话题，就我们在博美特分享的，并且阿比让也分享的信息。波美特和艾比朗， 他无没办法把他认出来。
They seem not to be able to now know that this is Jesus.
他无法认出来这是耶稣，他只能描述好像好像，因为他受羞辱之后，他受伤之后。尤其是他现在变荣耀了，变荣耀了之后，自从玛丽的子宫出来的身体现在变荣耀了。那同样的那个身体被钉在十字架的。
John chapter 20, 11 to 16, it says,
Mary stood outside the tomb crying.
As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb.
哭的时候低头往坟墓里看。
And saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been.
就见两个天使穿着白衣。
One at the head and the other at the foot.
在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。
They asked her, the angels asked her.
天使对这个妇人问，
Why are you crying?
妇人，你为什么哭？
They have taken my Lord away, she said.
他就说，因为有人把我主挪了去。
And I don't know where they have put him.
我不知道放在哪里了。
At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there.
说了这话就转过身来，就看见耶稣站在那里。
But she did not realize it was Jesus.
却不知道是耶稣，认不出来。
It's as though they are now not able to identify him.
看到他们现在无法没办法把他认出来了。
After they abused,
他受了羞辱之后。
They were walking with, they could identify and were speaking with, now they appear.Like they cannot identify him, cannot recognize him.
跟他们一起行走，跟他们一起聚餐，跟他们一起分享信息的那一位，他们都认出来的，现在无法认出来。
She was looking at him, she cannot identify him.
现在无法把他认出来了，没办法认出来。
Look at how he answers her.
看一下他怎么的给他回答。
He asked her.
他问，他说妇人，他没有把他称呼玛利亚，就问妇人，把他称呼为妇人，说你为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看人的，看到玛利亚根本没办法认出来，他以为是看人的，无法认出来。
If you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I'll get him.
就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里了，我便去取他。
Mary.
耶稣说，玛利亚。
She turned towards him and cried in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher.
玛利亚就转过来用希伯来话对他说，拉波尼，那拉波尼是夫子，老师的意思。
After they abuse,
就他受羞辱之后。现在几乎是无法认出来了，那复活的主耶稣基督现在几乎无法认出来，他受的伤何等之大，何等的严重。
How much was the damage that they could not recognize his face anymore?
我没办法再认出来他的脸面，受的伤如此之大。
Tonight,
今晚
you will never play with the salvation of Jesus again.
你绝对不可能再拿着救赎玩耍，从今天起。
You are going to fear the pulpit. You are going to honor salvation. You are going to honor your calling and ministry from today on because of the enormous, unbearable cost.
那些收刊的牧师们，你们今天开始要重视你的祭坛，要开始敬畏你的讲坛，你要尊荣你的救赎，你要重视，你要惧怕你的岗位，因为你看到耶稣为你的救赎付出的代价。
路加24:33 They got up and returned once to Jerusalem. Returned at once to Jerusalem.
他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去。
There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together.
正遇见使一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处，说
It is true the Lord has risen and he has appeared to Simon.
主果然复活，已经献给西蒙看了。那两个人就把路上所遇见，和掰饼的时候怎么被他们认出来的事，就都跟他们述说了一遍。那我愿意十三节开始读，路24:13。我要让所有人都理解这一点。
Now, that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus.
正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，就叫以马忤斯。
About 7 miles from Jerusalem.
离耶路撒冷约有25里。
They were talking with each other about everything that had happened.
他们彼此谈论所遇见的就一切在耶路撒冷发生的事情。
And discuss these things with each other.
正谈论相问的时候，
Jesus himself came up and walked along with them.
耶稣亲自就进他们和他们同行。
But they were kept from recognizing him.
只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
Be able to recognize him after resurrection.
他们复活的基督，他们无法认出来。
He asked them.
耶稣问他们说，你们走路彼此谈论是什么呢？你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。二人中有一个名叫格柳巴的回答说，你在耶路撒冷住客还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？他转身就看着耶稣，看着耶稣复活的弥赛亚，然后他就跟弥赛亚说，你难道你还不知道坐着耶路撒冷的这个客人还不知道发生的事情？看哪，基督受羞辱之后，现在他们根本没办法认出来，面对面就看不出来他是基督，他是耶稣。耶稣说什么事呢？他们回答说，就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事。他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都是大能，都有大能的。
The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him.
祭司长和我们的官府竟把他借去定了死罪，钉在十字架。
He was the one who was going to redeem Israel.
但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他。换言之，他们以为他来建立以色列王国，来破坏，来打破以色列的仇敌。不但如此，而且这事成就已经有3天了。他复活的就是这一天。那伤口如此的新。再加上我们中间有几个妇人使我们惊奇，他们清早到了坟墓那里，说他看到了，他没办法发现他的身体，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说看见了天使显现，说他活了。 又有我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的像乳妇你们所说的一样，没有看到他。可是没有看到他，耶稣对他们说，无知的人呐、先知所说的一切话，你们的心，你们的心，信的太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
He explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。将近他们所去的村子。
Jesus, in fact, pretended as though the other version says he pretended as though he was continuing. Jesus continued on as if he were going further. That is it right there.
耶稣好像还要往前行，这样耶稣现在在假装一直往前行，他们却想留住他。时候晚了，日头已经停息了，请您同我们住下吧，跟我们在一起吧。日头已经停息了，耶稣就进去要同他们住下。已经走了七公里了，一直谈话。然后某一个时刻，他们甚至问：难道你还不知道做一个耶路撒冷的客，还不知道这个事情吗？面对面就跟他这么问。现在看呢，他们都进入了这个家里，到了坐席的时候，耶稣跟他们一起拿起饼来祝谢了，掰开递给他们，他们的眼睛就打开了，明亮了，就认出来了，认出他来了。忽然耶稣不见了。基督受羞辱之后，他们根本没办法认出来。21:3-21。现在他在十字架受羞辱之后，对他们来说把他认出来是个很难的事情，不容易的一件事。21:3-12。
I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them.
西门彼得对他们说，我打鱼去。
And they said, we'll go with you.
那他们说，我们也跟你一同去。
So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing.
他们就出去上了船，可是那一夜并没有打着什么。
Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples were not able to recognize him.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。
The disciples were not able to realize that that was Jesus.
看到门徒们都无法认出来他是耶稣。
They were not able to be able.To realize, to recognize that that was him, that that is Jesus.
不可能把他认出来，他就是耶稣。
He called out to them, friends.
耶稣对他们说，朋友们，小子。
Haven't you any fish?
你们有吃的吗？有鱼吗？他们回答说，没有。
He said, throw your nets on the right side of the boat.
耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边吧，就必得着。就必得着。
When they did, they were unable to haul the net because a large number of fish. There was a large number of fish caught.
他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。
Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter,
耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说，
It is the Lord.
是主。
As soon as Simon Peter heard him say,
那时西门彼得屈着身子，一听见是主，
his outer garments around him, for he had taken it off and jumped into the water.
就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。
The other disciples followed in the boat.
其余的门徒离岸不远，约有200肘，就在小船上把那网。就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。
When they landed, they saw a fire or burning coal with fish on it and some bread.
他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，又有饼。耶稣对他们说：“把刚才打过来的鱼拿几条吧。”西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼。
He says it was full of light fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn.
共153条，鱼虽这么多，网却没有破。
Jesus said to them, come, in other translations, they come, let us dine. Here, Jesus said to them, come, have breakfast.
耶稣说，你们来，吃早饭。
Come and dine.
你们来吃饭。
Come and have breakfast.
你们来吃早饭。
None of the disciples dared to ask him.
门徒中没有一个敢问他。
Who are you?
你是谁？
They knew it was the Lord.
因为知道是主。
But none of the disciples.
可是没有任何一个门徒
dared to ask him.
敢问他。
Who are you?
你是谁？
And yet they knew it was the Lord.
因为知道是主。
They don't appear to be able to outrightly recognize him.
当他出现的时候，他们根本无法认出来。
After he was damaged.
他受羞辱、受伤之后。
In Isaiah 54.
以赛亚53。
Or rather 52 verse 14.
以赛亚52:14。
He said, just as there were many who appalled at him.
许多人因他惊奇，因为他的面貌比任何人，比任何一个人类憔悴，他的形容比任何一个人都枯槁，都被毁灭，不像人了。这才是你救赎的代价，那怎么可以？
Take sin and get used to sin while claiming salvation.
你怎么可以现今的基督徒犯罪，并且对罪来说如此的熟悉，这么熟跟这熟悉的犯罪？
Can you blend such a heavy cost with sin?
付出如此巨大的代价的救赎，拿着这样的救赎来继续的犯罪？你怎么可以混杂起来？耶稣付出了这种沉重的代价，拿着叛教自己的满足并且腐败来把这样的救赎混杂起来。当你看到耶稣在那十字架，他付出的如此之沉重，他前往十字架的道路上，并且被挂在十字架上，这应该要让你去追求圣洁才对，不要产生任何一个犹豫不决，去要选择公义，要选择敬畏神，惧怕神。如果父神让主耶稣基督经历如此大的痛苦，最终成为他的外貌，他的外貌不像个人样，你怎么可以？你们作为教会继续的犯罪呢？怎么可以？就拒绝这个救赎呢？因此，蒙福的人们。 这就是昨天信息的结论。然后休息五分钟，严谨就休息五分钟。我这段经文的信息非常的痛苦，我休息五分钟，然后开始今晚的信息。我们今晚请到了总监督，始终要圣洁，谢谢。